There was once a shoemaker who had become so poor that at last he had only enough leather left for one pair of shoes. That evening he cut out the leather. Then, as it was late, he went to bed and fell fast asleep. Early the next morning, he went to his workbench, and look! There were the shoes on the table, already finished. And they were so beautifully made that when the first customer came in and saw them, he was delighted and paid so much for them that the little shoemaker was able to buy enough leather to make two pair of shoes. That evening, he again cut out the leather and went to bed. Early the next morning, just like before, there stood two beautifully made pair of shoes. As before, he was able to sell them for a great deal of money and buy enough leather for four pair of shoes. And so it went on. What he cut out at night was already finished by morning. And soon the good little shoemaker and his wife had quite enough money to live comfortably. One evening, close to Christmas, the shoemaker said to his wife, "Tonight, I would like to sit up and watch to see who it is that comes and does my work for me." So they hid behind a curtain and waited. Just as the clock struck 12 midnight, two tiny elves danced into the room on a moonbeam, hopped onto the table, and began to sew and hammer with such speed that soon the shoes were all finished. Then the merry elves, who wore only cobwebs for clothes, danced up the moonbeam and were soon gone. The shoemaker said, "They have made us happy and wealthy. There must be something we can do to thank them. I am sorry to see them with so little clothing. They must be very cold," said his wife. "Perhaps I could make them some pretty clothes, a coat, trousers, and little hats." "And I'll make each of them a pair of shoes," said the shoemaker. So they set to work, and that evening they laid out the tiny presents on the table and hid again behind the curtain. Midnight came, and with it came the tiny elves, who leaped quickly upon the table, ready to start to work. But instead of leather, they found gifts all wrapped in shiny paper. In a twinkling, they had them unwrapped, and laughing and dancing with joy, put them on. Then happily, they jumped upon the moonbeam and danced out of sight. The shoemaker never saw them again, but he worked and earned well as long as he lived, and good luck followed him forever.